Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. At least 7 civilian deaths are reported in northern Syria since the start of a Turkish military operation made possible by the withdrawal of American troops there.
I hope that he will act rationally.
President Trump's message to Turkey's President Erdogan, a U.S. Special Forces soldier who fought with Kurdish forces against Islamic State terrorists in Syria, tells Fox he's ashamed for the first time in his career that the Kurds are being left to fend for themselves. A new Fox News poll finds 51% of Americans say President Trump should be impeached and removed from office. Former Vice President Joe Biden agrees.
To preserve our Constitution, our democracy, our basic integrity, he should be impeached.
Ukraine's President Zelensky says there was no blackmail during his call with President Trump in July, tying military aid to having Biden and his son Hunter investigated there. Zelensky says he does not want to interfere in any way in elections in the United States. America's listening to Fox News.
Welcome to the radio show whose stars follow the code of the West. Cowboys like Greg Budell.
How about some more beans, Mr. Taggart?
I'd say you've had enough.
Jay Scott.
Not heady, it's Headley.
Emily Hayes.
Oh, it's true. It's true. It's true.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
I'm the right candy.
And Rich Thomas.
Hey, where are the white women at?
So saddle up. It's time for Three Men and a Lady.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Frau Blucher. Oh, that's the other movie. I'm sorry, I missed by one. It's a couple of minutes past six. Thursday goes by on a Blursday. Jay Scott, Random Facts coming up. Emily Hayes joining us in a moment. We start with the forecast and Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Once again, it just feels great outside this morning. It really does. Really comfortable. Even a little breeze. You know, we're at 70 right now. We will go to 90 today and 90 tomorrow. Yes, that's still too warm. I mean, Denver had 80 yesterday. Denver right now has freezing drizzle and heavy snow in the forecast today.
Wow.
From 80 degrees yesterday. Our forecast calling for a dry day, good bit of sunshine with that high of 90, and tonight's comfortable low of 65. Tomorrow, much the same. And then we're looking at this late Friday night, early Saturday frontal system moving through the state. Could bring us some spotty showers. Looks like the showers try to disintegrate before they get to us, but we'll see. But then nice air. Saturday's high 80. We're in the 50s Saturday night into Sunday morning. First time that's happened since, 6 months. And then Sunday's high 82, maybe an isolated shower. I think if you're going to Talladega, it looks really nice. I've got a tiny rain chance in Saturday and Sunday, but temperatures are comfortable, low 70s. Right now this morning, east winds at 5 miles per hour, scattered to broken clouds. It's 70 at 6:04.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Wow, I'm just dragging today. Should we put on another pot of coffee?
It's going to be one of those days, isn't it?
I need caffeine today. Where's the coffee pot?
I can't believe it!
It's only Thursday.
This has been the longest week of my life!
Why don't you have an energy drink?
Why would I do that?
It'll speed things up.
Maybe speed things up a little bit.
Next thing you know,
you're all hopped up on the caffeine.
The workday's over.
Sounds like a plan.
Let's do this.
Showtime!
I am still waiting for the caffeine to kick in. This partying till 7:30 on a Thursday night. I don't know how much longer I can do this.
I don't know how you do it at all.
Well, we were out Tuesday and yesterday and a great time. Absolutely great time.
You don't listen to me or your mother.
Well, I do, but, you know, it's such a great group of people, and I always feel good when I leave.
I understand. But and then the next morning, you feel you struggle.
I am paid for it. I ordered myself a nice grilled chicken salad, so I ate properly, and went home and watched a benign episode of Andy, because I figured if I got involved in a baseball game, that would just keep me awake.
No.
I couldn't believe what happened yesterday.
No. We're not going to
do that. Dodger game?
Oh, okay.
That was equally shocking. First time in history. Baseball history, a team has won 107 regular season games and gotten blown out of the National League Division Series best of five, and it ended like this.
This is deep to center field. Bellinger's back. It's a grand slam! Howie Kendrick with a 10th inning grand slam to break it open.
Wow.
It is 7-3. The former Dodger breaking hearts in Los Angeles.
So for LA.
Adios, muchacho.
So my preseason pick was the Yankees and Nationals, and I still have a shot to be accurate. It's hard, very hard to predict baseball. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
I'd rather talk about cricket now.
How about NFL football?
Lacrosse.
How about the name game?
Oh, that usually we do at 6.
Yeah. Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Paul Conrad is the first name today. Paul Conrad. You have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. If he's asleep, somebody wake up Paul Conrad and tell him to call 396-5477 to get qualified for that $1,000 gift certificate to Dylan Rings.
Why are you waking me up?
It's the name game, Paul.
In other news, this morning we have a rocket scientist coming up. This one is a rocket scientist who's come up with an idea. It's very different and sold out immediately.
Oh.
Find out what it is in just a moment.
I'm intrigued.
In the meantime, Gronkowski, we talked about him the other day. He's becoming an NFL analyst. And he debuts tonight with the Patriots and New York Giants. And here's a sneak preview of what he might be like.
It's the Fox NFL pregame show. And now, with inside analysis of the Giants-Patriots matchup, here's Rob Gronkowski.
What's up? It's your boy Gronk. All right, check it out. The Giants suck. Suck, dude. I hate the Giants, man. They ain't gonna get lucky and beat the Pats like they did in all them Super Bowls. Thank God I had all them brain injuries, because, like, I can hardly even remember them games no more. Daniel Jones? Who? Dude, he sucks. He went to Duke. More like Dookie. Dude, my grandmother can throw better than him.
What?
Huh? Bro, who cares if I ain't wearing a shirt? What's the matter? You ain't got tickets to the gun show? Oh, check the flex. Huh, Patriots, baby. We got the GOAT. TFB. Tom Brady, unstoppable in the shotgun. Whoa, someone say shotgun? Chuck me a natty light, bro.
Chuck.
My prediction, Patriots, awesome. Giants, suck.
He'll get better. All right, Jay is out fixing a problem, dealing with a technical issue, so we'll have a rocket scientist Coming up.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I think we have a worthy nominee today, a company called MSCHF, MSCHF, which sounds like mischief with no vowels.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Because I remember when somebody asked me LSMFT what that meant, and I had no idea, and started smoking it. Anyway, they have produced a limited edition line of Nikes called Jesus Shoes.
No.
And they are filled with holy water. Let me play this little audio clip here first.
He has given us a sign!
He has given us a shoe!
A shoe is the sign! Let us follow his example! Let us, like him, hold up one shoe and let the other be upon our foot, for this is his sign that all who follow him shall do likewise!
Yes. No, 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 the shoe is a sign!
Cast off the shoes! Follow the good!
No, let us gather shoes together!
All right, if you recognize that from Monty Python's Life of Brighton...
You're absolutely correct!
Not Brighton, Brian. Brighton is in New York.
It's an estate, too.
We had a caller yesterday, I think, named Brighton. He was like 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had Jesus shoes this weekend when I left the fair. It was...
I don't think fair water is...
Oh, it's not holy?
No.
That was awful.
These shoes are white 97 Air Max Nikes. They have a crucifix weaved into the laces, frankincense-scented insoles, and turquoise-tinted holy water from the Jordan River. Now, you can, it's in the see-through air bubble above the shoes, the water or the holy water. They also have MT 14:25 printed on them, a reference to Matthew 14:25, that's where Jesus walks on water.
Yeah.
So they want to make a statement about crazy collaborative culture has gotten. The point is, the price on these shoes, $3,000 a pair.
They're not exploiting anything, are they?
No. No. Gosh, no. $3,000 a pair, and they sold out.
Holy.
Immediately. And I'm sitting here thinking, I make a nice living.
You don't want to invite lightning to strike you twice, though.
No.
So stay away from the shoes.
I just... don't think I could justify $3,000. I couldn't justify $3,000 for a new TV, much less a pair of shoes I'd probably wear out in 6 months.
Well, then you won't get to heaven.
Rich!
That's been in doubt for some time. I mean, my best hope is that I'll make a stop along the way for a while.
I've got reservations.
Cruise on by.
For my employee review, so
to
speak.
I've got reservations in purgatory.
You guys.
Anyway... that story is from the New York Post. I will put it on the Facebook.
All right.
We have been doing these little focus groups with our listeners the last couple of nights.
Oh, yeah? Did you focus group this show?
Both.
Mm-hmm.
More so afternoons because we've had a big change there with Joey moving up to News and Views.
Mm-hmm.
But nice things about you guys.
About us?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, somebody, I'm going to paraphrase here, but the quote said something. Make sure Emily is paid enough so she never leaves.
I love Emily.
That's really sweet.
It's interesting.
And that came from Rick.
Yeah, some guy named Rick P. signed off on that.
Sure.
Here's something else that's interesting, because sometimes you're so close to what you do, you kind of lose touch with whether it's still working or not.
Uh-huh.
But one of the questions I specifically asked, do you enjoy the roll call song? And I explained, you know, for the, I'm sure our listeners that attend these are, they're very actively
they know,
involved with the
yeah.
station. And it was unanimous, yes. And that surprised me. Ah, no, it's getting old. I'm getting tired of it. No, they like it.
It's fun.
And so it's, my doubts on it are over. That's why I haven't used it every day like
it's
I used
like
to.
It's like a hotkey workout for you.
It is.
You know? And it's not just pressing hotkeys. It's knowing what keys to press and how long they run and where they'll fit in the song. It's really quite a feat, I must say.
Thanks.
I enjoy it when I listen.
Good. Good. Well, it's going to be back.
Well, Roll Tide.
Well, you know, when the afternoon show first started, it was 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was easy, man. Come blowing in at 4, yeah. Done in 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then when we went to FM, we expanded it. I've always wondered if I should move it up to 3, but it's going to stay around 4 or 4:10, somewhere in that neck of the woods. But there's a lot of very useful information. You know what other stupid thing came up? Not stupid in the sense that it's dumb. But I was, a few people mentioned they used to love the way Joey and I did sports together on the afternoon, because we...
You talk like this?
That's right. We mocked, parodied the people that was, to talk like sports. Mm-hmm. And Joey was the king of cliches. He came back with...
He was so good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right on the top
funny.
Of his head. Yeah, it's the bottom of the ninth and 3 are out. It made no sense to what I was saying. Yep. But he sounded like a real...
Give 110%.
All that corny crap.
Focus on one game at a time.
Yeah, really knocked it out of the park.
It ain't over till it's over.
Yeah.
I was surprised. How do I get him back to the sports on the afternoon show? Got a little bit of a problem there. You know that Baumhauer's is opening in East Chase?
What?
No, I didn't hear that.
And they're remaining open on the Boulevard.
What?
And they're opening...
I wonder where in East Chase. Do you happen to know?
Somewhere in the loop.
We'll go cruise through it this afternoon.
How come a big guy didn't tell me?
Well, you know, he's awfully busy. And you still haven't gone down to Mobile to Dolphins.
And he's probably mad about that.
Yeah.
You talking about the guy in the red suit? No.
Oh, no, not that big guy. Bob.
Oh, Bob Amara.
Yeah. My enormous friend. I have that news from yesterday.
Well,
The downtown location is being turned into a wing, Wingers, I think it's going to be called. It's going to be opening soon.
Oh, wow.
So, they got a lot going on. 3 restaurants in town.
I like the East Chase idea.
Before all is said and done.
I got, I just live near so many things. That's nice.
Were you able to fix that news issue?
Yes.
Did it
not show up?
We're past it. I have to repaste it so we can play it and run it as scheduled.
Gotcha.
Got a game coming up this weekend. Make sure you visit bombhowers.com and check out, if you're having people over, make it easy on yourself and enjoy the game. And
I'm going to watch by.
It was a Braves fan. It was horrible yesterday. It was a nightmare.
Yeah, you know, I don't follow that. Oh, sorry, we're not talking about it loudly.
Shh.
See, I don't know the rules of baseball.
No, if we're talking about...
There's 9 innings, but if the first one is a disaster, you turn off the TV and you go to bed.
Oh.
At least you got to go to bed early.
Hey, we're not talking that loud about it.
Oh.
Shh.
You got to whisper. I know, but still.
Okay, 6:19. Time
on Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. A Marengo County preacher pleads guilty to a sex charge involving a minor. Authorities say Gregory Lucy pled guilty to one count of first-degree sexual abuse. This is a Class C felony punishable by 1 to 10 years in prison. Montgomery's runoff election for City Council District 3 is still too close to call. Provisional ballots will be the determining factor. Incumbent Tracy Larkin has an 8-vote lead over challenger Marche Johnson. Ballots will be certified next Tuesday, October 15th. And Montgomery's downtown Rotary Dog Park will get some improvements thanks to a donation to the city. Local Rotary clubs donated $12,000 to add picnic tables, more trees, and food truck parking. These additions should be in place in the next 4 to 5 months. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are all clear this morning. We have no accidents anywhere. You should have a nice ride into work. Let's keep it that way. You remember Billy? Billy didn't buckle up in his Bronco, and he got broadsided by Bob. And what was a minor bang turned out to send Bill to Boot Hill, all because he didn't click his seatbelts. You got your seatbelts? Click them. It doesn't matter. If you want to talk used cars or football, stop by Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They're happy to have you stop by and browse. No pressure at all. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Join us for Grilling in the Garden, Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 1 at Southern Homes and Gardens. For one day only, get 20% off your entire plant purchase and enjoy a free hot dog, chips, and drink on us. Plus, shop our best prices of the year all week long, like 50% off outdoor furniture collections, 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 50% off trees, shrubs, bedding plants, and more. Eat lunch for free and save 20% off your entire plant purchase Saturday, October 12th. Grilling in the Garden at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts, also marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance. 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star Steaks. EBT and all credit cards accepted.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:22 with the timeline for the 10th. It's 10-10. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Sorry. It's the 283rd day of the year. There are 82 days left.
Can I make a statement quickly?
Yeah.
I suck at this job.
International Newspaper Carrier Day. There are two in this room. Fond memories of it. Well, most of the time, fond memories. There was cold, there was rain, there was blowing snow in your face. The Cleveland Plain Dealer, the Sunday paper, this is interesting. Not everybody knows this, but you probably know this. The middle section would come Thursday with the funnies.
And we got it Thursday, we got it on Saturday.
And all the inserts and everything. Yeah, so you'd have that. And then when the actual paper came on Sunday morning, you put the middle section in.
Yeah, to stuff the paper.
What about all the coupons?
Yeah, that's all. That all came in.
All together.
Why did they do that?
Separate. Well, because, in other words, it was so big on Sunday that you just did the middle section. They got that to you earlier.
Ooh.
This is National Face Your Fears Day.
Gonna do it. I'm gonna do it today.
They were facing fears down on the coast 1 year ago today, Michael. Well, more on Michael in a moment. This is Take Your Teddy Bear to Work Day. I forgot my teddy bear, but I brought my little doggy. 1780, great hurricane ravages the West Indies, known as the Great Hurricane. Devastating. 20,000 people killed on this day in the West Indies. And speaking of hurricanes, right off the bat, out of sequence, we'll talk about 1 year ago today, Hurricane Michael. At this moment, the winds were 140 miles an hour. It was just about 100 miles south of Panama City at this moment, undergoing rapid intensification. Came ashore at lunchtime, Category 5, 160 mile an hour winds, just east of Panama City, Tyndall Air Force Base, Mexico Beach, one of the great hurricanes in U.S. history 1 year ago today.
Yeah, you can still see the damage from that, driving back from Florida through southwest Georgia.
It's still, to me, mind-boggling.
Yeah.
174 years ago in 1845, U.S. Naval Academy opened in Annapolis. 1899, Isaac R. Johnson patented the modern bicycle. 1956, Elvis Presley's Love Me Tender entered the U.S. chart for a 19-week stay at it peaked at number one. 1957 on this date. The Milwaukee Braves defeat the New York Yankees to win the World Series in 1914. Their first World Series since 1914. So this was 57. I love my Braves. I was devastated at what happened in the first inning yesterday. But the countdown clock is running. 128 days until pitchers and catchers report. I will not watch another pitch in baseball this year. 62 years ago, 1957, Zorro, starring Guy Williams, debuted on ABC. His real name, Armand Cantillano. 1957, Bobby Boris Pickett's The Monster Mash was banned by the BBC because they thought it was too morbid.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I thought it's too annoying.
Different times.
It is annoying. 1970 on this date, Neil Diamond's first number one song was Cracklin' Rosie.
About red wine.
Now, our songs from Muscle Shoals continue as our song of the day. All this week and well into next week, we're doing this. And here's a song with an iconic... The Backup Swampers, they really shine. They made this song. Ah, this is a good one. On Stax Records from Staple Singers from Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah.
Oh.
Check out the Swampers in the background of this one. I know a place, and I'll take you there.
I know a place.
One of a couple that the Staples did up there. Stax Records. Yeah, wow. 44 years ago in 75, Elizabeth Taylor marries husband number 5. Oop, it's a repeat. Richard Burton. She did it again. Just a little over a year later, they divorced. 10 months later. 1978, President Carter signed a bill authorizing the Susan B. Anthony dollar. That was a mistake because it felt too much... Like a quarter.
Well, it felt too much like a quarter. It was so stupid.
Dollar.
That was the birth of political correctness.
41 years ago in 1978, Steven Tyler and Joe Perry of Aerosmith injured during a Philly concert when an excited fan threw a cherry bomb on stage. For many moons afterwards, Aerosmith would perform behind a chain link fence. 39 years ago in 1980, Billy Buckwheat Thomas fell victim to the curse of the Little Rascals when he died of a heart attack at the age of 49.
Mm.
1981, funeral services held in Cairo for slain Egyptian leader Anwar Sadat. He was assassinated by Muslim extremists. Yul Brynner passed away on this date in 1985 at the age of 65.
Do you remember that he cut public service announcements?
He cut before he died?
Yes. He says, I'm dying of lung cancer because of smoking, so quit.
Yeah.
It's too late for me, but you quit.
Very, very effective. I keep wondering, I keep seeing all of the ads that Alex Trebek have on for those, you know, those...
Life insurance
plans.
The colonial pins.
And when they will pull them. Mm-hmm. You know, when they'll just pull them. I'm not sure. 28 years ago, in 1991, Joseph Harris, an ex-postal worker, killed three other postal workers and a woman in New Jersey, one of many tragedies that inspired the term going postal. On this date in 2004, the Christopher Reeve passed away on this date in 2004, 15 years ago. 13 years ago in 2006, Google bought YouTube for a cool $1.65 billion. That's a pretty sound deal, I would say. Dale Earnhardt, happy birthday. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is 45 today. Mario Lopez, that little kid from Saved by the Bell, is 46. Brett Favre is 50 today, the big 5-0. Julia Sweeney from SNL is 60. It's just Pat.
Yeah. Hated Pat, but I love Julia Sweeney.
I thought Pat was hilarious.
Bradley Whitford, he's a great actor. He's 60. I liked him on West Wing. Whatever your politics, West Wing was just a great show. David Lee Roth is 65 today. Ben Vereen is 73. It's T-minus 8 days now till birthday Friday, which we honestly, and I mean this with all my heart, have no idea whatsoever. And I'm not just saying that. 21 days till Halloween, 24 days till the time change, 49 days till Thanksgiving, and Christmas just 80 days away. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Now here's Rich Thomas. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
There's a couple of showers in West Alabama right now. I think we'll stay dry today. Very warm, high 90 today and tomorrow. Comfortable tonight, low 65. That front that comes in late Friday night, early Saturday, could have some spotty showers with it. Maybe. But after the cool front moves through, really nice temperatures. Near 80 Saturday, 50s Saturday night. That's, approaching jacket weather. Sunday's high, 82. I think I've got an isolated shower in the forecast possible. I think if you're going to Talladega, low 70s over the weekend, small chance of showers, and another cold front in the middle of next week. Right now, scattered clouds, 70 degrees, 631.
All right, what's the one home repair that every homeowner dreads? You are right, roof.
God, that's good. It's bad.
Oh,
good.
Man.
That's good.
Thank you both for the support.
Made
yes,
a Thursday feel like a Monday.
Nobody wants to replace their... Because it's darn expensive. However...
You laugh, but that dog just got paid twice.
Yeah.
Most of the time, if you see a spot in the ceiling or something where water has gotten in, it's really just nothing more than that. It's a spot where the water got in because as your house settles, cracks can develop. The thing is, you want that diagnosis made by people with a great reputation in the roofing business, and over almost eight decades, Jones Brothers has built that reputation. They play it straight. So call them first, 800-264-8009. Get them out to diagnose the source of the water. They will reseal that area, and they have a talented painter who touches up that ugly stain that appears in the ceiling. Above and beyond that, Jones Brothers can do replacement windows that are energy efficient, replacement doors. We've had screen doors installed by them twice. Their installations are flawless, and they perfectly match the paint. They do everything right, and they can do a screened-in enclosure to give you and your family a little more recreation space. 800-264-8009, and browse their entire catalog of work, including three redos they did just to make sure they left behind a satisfied customer. They want you to know they mean business when they give that guarantee. That's JB Roof. Wait a minute. Yeah. That's JB.com.
That's three.
That dog's going to have a fat paycheck.
I'm not really kidding. It's 6:33. TV time come up. What makes you lose sleep?
This
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and we are still rolling along clear this morning. Interstate 65 and 85 a little bit busy, but no accidents. 231 out of Wetumpka and 31 out of Prattville looking good. Boulevard's good. You guys are doing a great job on this Thursday morning. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. At least 7 civilian deaths are reported in northern Syria since the start of a Turkish military operation made possible by the withdrawal of American troops there.
I hope that he will act rationally.
President Trump's message to Turkey's President Erdogan, a U.S. Special Forces soldier who fought with Kurdish forces against Islamic State terrorists in Syria, tells Fox he's ashamed for the first time in his career that the Kurds are being left to fend for themselves. A new Fox News poll finds 51% of Americans say President Trump should be impeached and removed from office. Former Vice President Joe Biden agrees.
To preserve our Constitution, our democracy, our basic integrity, he should be impeached.
Ukraine's President Zelensky says there was no blackmail during his call with President Trump in July, tying military aid to having Biden and his son Hunter investigated there. Zelensky says he does not want to interfere in any way in elections in the United States. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. Let's talk about the river. And if you want to get down here and rent you a pontoon boat, bring you a crowd and a crew with you, it's a pretty river and have a good time. We can fix you up. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. Let's talk about good food. Let's talk about the fried shrimp, fried oysters, fried scallops, catfish. There's whole catfish. Everybody goes for the fillets. I recommend the holes. I'm telling you, whole catfish are good eating. Talk about Sunday afternoon, y'all. This Sunday from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Miss Joy Ann Parker and her band will be in town. That's right. First time Joy Ann's been here. We're excited about that. Love us some new blues. And let's talk about some more news on the river. That's right. We're doing a little soft opening for the RV park. So come down here, check it out. Bring your trailer, your camper with you. Come on down, and we're going to have a lot of fun down here. So check it all out, CapitalOysterBar.com. We got a menu and everything that goes on down here. Y'all get on down here soon. Come hungry, because we're looking for you.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at AutoSaveTires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Happy Metric Day. 10-10. Since 1975, a day celebrating the metric system and measurements in factors of 10, like the rest of the industrialized world, but not in the U.S. We still like inches, feet, yards, miles, teaspoons, cups, gallons, pounds, and Fahrenheit. Unless you're a doctor with a prescription or you're running a 10K. So celebrate 10-10 and Metric Day. Now pour me a pint.
It is 6:37, 3 Men and a Lady on News Talk 93.1 FM. Killing a little time before we hook up with Bryson on CBS 8 and ABC 32. It is Metric Day, and I don't know about you guys, but I think I was in fourth or fifth grade when our teachers told us that we would be switching to the metric system.
Right.
And that's why we had to learn it.
Right.
And there may have been a law passed mandated. Remember when baseball outfield fences had number of feet to the fence?
Interstate highway signs had two...
That's right.
Had miles and kilometers.
Kilometers.
On TV, for a little while, we were all doing temperature in Celsius and Fahrenheit.
Oh.
So what happened? I don't remember.
Finally, It was clear that the Americans didn't care.
It's not going to happen here.
It just, everybody threw their arms up and said, that's it.
It's like Jay calls it, freedom units.
Yeah, we weren't going to let that go.
Yeah.
Although when I was in high school, they were telling me the same thing.
When I was about fourth grade, they were telling us.
Right.
Would you like to know why arsonists use bags of chips to start fires?
I'm fired up about this.
Yeah, this is a very serious subject, arson.
Everybody remain calm! I am a fire marshal!
Turns out the fat and calories in chips are a potent accelerant, and they burn in such a way that leaves little evidence behind.
Oh.
Fire investigators have learned of this technique from colleagues who work in prisons, and the practice has reportedly been in use for at least 10 years. University of Greenwich researchers found that on average, each potato chip burned for about 76 seconds and found a bag of chips, the tortilla or the potato, could set a car seat on fire within 200 seconds, giving an arsonist plenty of time to get away.
Watch California ban chips.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I posted a thing on Facebook yesterday. It was from some crime website about the number of people that are killed. There are more people killed by feet than there are by guns.
Whoa. What is that in kilometers?
What does that mean?
You guys.
Alright, eggnog boy.
Yeah. Well, let's get ready for TV.
It's showtime.
What are we talking about this morning?
The things that make us lose sleep when you can't turn your brain off, like stuff like money and relationship problems or
turmoil
work
at work
problems. Things that keep us that make us lose sleep.
Right in your morning, energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
If you're not losing sleep over something these days, please tell us the secret.
Here are the top four things we worry about that make us lose sleep. Of course, this is according to a new survey. Money, relationship problems, work problems, and the fear of missing out, and then others, just social life problems.
Okay. I don't have three of those.
All of the above.
Money, relationships, or social life?
Oh, well, then you're in the clear then. Allegedly,
well, I guess some people I work with
sleep because of that.
Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. Let's bring in through in a lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I think it should be obvious to everybody that the thing that keeps me up late at night, that makes me toss and turn and lose sleep, is deciding what to wear to work the next morning. That will oftentimes keep me up as late as...
You big
You know
Auburn
what?
Fan,
this
you?
Is a mistake.
Well, oh, it is?
Yeah, it is.
But I think it...
Hey. I'll stop this.
You walked right into that.
I'll stop this segment and turn it right around. I swear I will.
That was just very well played, Emily. I have the shirt because my doctors, the Woodling brothers, and others are all Auburn graduates, and they know how to kill me without leaving any evidence behind. So I never put this amazing school down with this great veterinary program and all of that.
So you accidentally wore it?
Well, I was going to go all black today, but next time put
are
the
are you in mourning?
No.
You're in afternoon, though.
Yeah,
what's something we need to talk about it?
This is a circle of
we need to invite you over to the couch.
This is like working on a farm in the Midwest. There's so much corn.
This morning, come on.
So I reached in. I felt the material. It was a dark shirt, so it had to be the black one. But this is a dark color.
Well, you look really good in it, buddy.
I'm glad you like it. I wore it to show support for you.
Yeah.
My War Eagle friend.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Glad to know that the...
What? I think that causes sleepless nights.
Well, you wore a Brave shirt to support Rich this morning.
Oh, man, you brought up the wrong topic today.
We're not allowed to talk about that unless we whisper.
Yeah.
No.
No, talk about the Braves.
128 days until pitchers and catchers report.
Yeah, he said yesterday, I'm not watching another inning of baseball until next year. Did you lose sleep over that last night, by the way?
No.
But Ryan and I can identify with losing sleep over stuff like when there's going to be a severe weather event or a hurricane approaching the coast.
I wish there was a way to fix you with that, because you take everything when there's a situation going on, whether it's a big thunderstorm complex, the possibility of tornadoes. He lives and breathes this, and I worry about you when you get like that. But
somebody has to. You got to make sure that somebody.
Somebody has to care.
When I hear like, when I'm like, oh, heavy rains.
And,
I'm
and Rich can attest to this. The adrenaline kicks in. So
Oh my gosh, we're fine.
But afterwards, we're like, leave us alone.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Sometimes it's like, I was trying to find the right word. Adrenaline's the right word. I was trying. I was going to say excitement, but I think you get so. You're so invested in the weather, and you get so wrapped up in it because it's fascinating to you.
Ryan and I have been texting, and he's like me. He loves the how quiet the fall season is. Everybody thinks, oh, you guys love storms and tornadoes all the time. No, give me partly cloudy.
Yeah.
Give me 80 degrees, please.
For just one other thing to add for the Utes. There on TV and the Utes here in the room, this is something you learn by getting older. You look back and you shake your head at all the things you wasted a lot of time worrying about. Now, you can't go back and change that, but at least you learn. So it's all about, I think life is a lesson in learning not to sweat the small stuff. And you really get a perspective.
And they tell you, don't worry about the stuff you can't change.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, you got to get a grip on how much power you really have as a human being.
Greg, worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but gets you nowhere.
Oh!
I am. Write that down.
A booklet y'all are trying to do. Come on, we have
a booklet.
I didn't come up with that. That was from Van Wilder.
I've got one.
Oh, my God.
Van Wilder. I was going to say they make a mighty long bumper sticker.
Oh, my land.
Worrying is something like a rocking chair that you get.
Oh, now it's going to get misquoted.
You just butchered it.
All right. That was like telephone.
The producer is worried.
One person to get it messed up. Right.
Talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a good one.
Bye.
And if you want to hear more from 3 Minute Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
And there's.
I got to. Bring something up here.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at the our TV shot there, because that's still running because it's on delay. On delay. It doesn't matter. I'm making a conscious effort to sit perfectly erect in this chair with good posture.
Right.
And I still look like I'm slumped in there, like somebody poured me into the chair.
You know, it's not you. It could be the chair.
And I'll never be satisfied with the way I look on TV.
And another thing is... look, you can be overly critical about you seeing you on TV, but nobody else sees it that way. You know what I mean? I used to hate looking at air checks.
This light above our heads here.
I know, you're worried about the hair, right? You're focused on how you look, but it's in your head, and it's not in everybody else's head.
See, and I just told everybody, stop worrying about stupid stuff.
And here you are, worrying about stupid stuff.
I'll tell you what. Let's
are
go
those
car
balloons on the move?
They are on the move.
What in the world?
They just migrated from over that way. That's spooky. That's like Halloween-ish.
Kind of making their way.
Oh, my God.
They're going back the other way now. They're coming for
turn
you, Greg. They're coming for Greg.
Turn around.
Look.
Like they're just like slowly moving towards you.
Now it says Happy Death Day. Look.
They're all the way behind him now. These happy birthday balloons have been in the studio. I think the lady lawyers brought them in. And they've gone from the filing cabinet. Now they've floated all the way behind Greg.
Look at how the pow and the boo just kind of puffed up.
What?
Boy, you know, they have now passed me, and they have risen again.
That's weird.
That is. Anybody see Telly Savalas in the
This is creepy.
I don't like you.
That is.
Creepy.
Yeah. And let's go to Jack
Ingram. I'm frightened.
Don't be frightened. Certainly you won't be frightened by what they're asking for. Jack Ingram.
King of the Segway.
I am determined now. You've adopted cars out of this category.
Uh-huh, yes.
You want to see it sold. and I keep bringing up this Beamer.
You're on the Beamer?
It's $79.90 for a 2004 Beamer X5. It's automatic transmission, gray, gorgeous, perfect vehicle history, 86,000 miles. If you've always wanted to drive a Beamer, I don't see how you can get a better deal than this, because you'll pay a lot less for a car that's still in magnificent condition. But that's not all they have in this category. They have lots of options for families that have a new driver. You need a second car. This is where you should shop, because, A, you'll get a great deal under 10. And you have choices of sedans. They just put a 2007 Chevy Tahoe in here. That's under $8,000 if you need an extra vehicle for work or for hauling big stuff. Nice little 2013 Ford Escape. That is a great car for a new driver, as is the Jetta just below it, because very safe vehicles. And, of course, even though, you know, we're all going to make a mistake when we're new drivers, most anyway, you want to make sure that they have maximum protection. And that's what they can help you do with this amazing category of cars at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. 235 Northeastern Bypass, 22 different levels of financing options for you with Jack Ingram, C-Tip, James, and the team. Or shop online first and browse the inventory at jackingram.com. 649.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
I think I've got my cheap and trashy copy upside down, so we'll go from the back to the front. Jennifer Aniston has once again opened her mouth and made an opinion known. And got attacked immediately for this. She says, "I wish there were fewer Marvel movies and more romantic comedies."
Well, yeah, you know, rom-coms are her bread and butter.
This story got my attention. Mindy Kaling from The Office, and she is one of the writers on this show, a very funny woman, says the Television Academy discriminated against her in the early days of The Office because they refused to get her a producing credit so she could win an award. They have finally overcome that, but she's still angry about it 10 years later. Sorry to hear that. Can listening to an entire album boost your mood?
Boost or depress your mood? Because if you put on Kid A by Radiohead, I'm a wreck.
I did the entire Abbey Road at 2:30 this morning.
Wow. Oh.
While I was building graphics.
It's been a long time since I've used music in that way. I've played everything. I've heard everything I want to hear. It's hard to get excited about music.
Well, that's a sad thing
to
hear.
I agree with... There's a part of this I agree with. It's hard to get excited about music because in the position I'm in with the Gump, when things are sent, I just hear... I don't hear anything new.
Mm-hmm.
I hear just a carbon copy or a diluted version of what's already been.
I wonder if there's other guys...
It's hard to get excited.
Who've spent a bulk... I mean, I'm talking about many years in the radio career playing music formatted stations... who find themselves in the same boat. Like, I've played this 8,000 times. I used to love it. I can't listen to it anymore.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. No doubt.
There's a Brave story here.
You just, pass it. Pass on it.
Well, this may be...
You're supposed to whisper about it anyway.
Well, the Braves decided to not do the tomahawk chop during the game yesterday because a player on the Cardinals, who is a... Park Cherokee, said it's disrespectful.
Oh.
So he didn't hand out foam axes or tomahawks.
That's probably why they lost.
I'm also blame the pitcher, Ryan Helsley, whose grandfather was a Cherokee. Unlike Elizabeth Warren, this has been confirmed. You know why Oprah Winfrey has not had children? Would you like to know the secret?
No, because that's her choice.
Well, it's why she made the choice. Because she has so many crackpots and crazy people in as guests on her show, she was afraid she could not compartmentalize what other women did. And she says, "I'm talking to a lot of messed up people. They're messed up because they have mothers and fathers who are not aware of how serious that job is." And her motherly instincts, Oprah has justified by her school for girls in South Africa.
Yeah.
Those girls filled that maternal fold that I perhaps would have had. In fact, it overfills me.
That's good. She does good work down there. And I've heard of other people in broadcasting or in the public eye that haven't had kids because they don't feel that they can be that present parent and still do their profession.
Plus, what's her supposed boyfriend?
Stedman.
Are they really interested?
Yes.
Has he ever kissed her?
That's not, we don't know. It's not for us to know.
What? I can just see them together in the living room having quiet conversation. She would say,
"Isn't a poop so freeing?"
And then
he says nothing.
Ew. Sorry, why did you have to hit it a couple of times? Why?
It's twice as annoying that way.
I've never heard Stedman speak.
I was just thinking, he's a very silent man. I've never heard him speak.
I think he's
either.
Dead. I think she just
he's dead.
Props him up.
I think Weekend at Bernie's?
Well, I think it's her pretend boyfriend. I want to show that I do have a boyfriend. That kind of...
Look, I'm normal just like you. I got a boyfriend.
Stedman and that mustache.
Stedman.
I was thinking, I heard Stedman speak one time, but no, it was like a skit on SNL or Mad TV where they were making fun of Oprah and Stedman, and the comic was Stedman. But
anybody
anyway.
Read the details on this latest Matt Lauer story? Remember the morning I talked about this yesterday? I pulled up Drudge Report.
Yeah.
There's a red headline. NBC fires Matt Lauer.
Yeah, yeah.
And there had been no warning or indication that he was in any trouble there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They knew about this particular thing. They didn't do anything about it.
You know, and all the people that are always lecturing us on how to behave tried to stop Ronan Farrow from pursuing this story and the Harvey Weinstein story. But it's all coming out now because Ronan's got a book called Catch and Kill. And in the book, he talks to Brooke Neville, the former NBC employee whose complaint about Lauer got him fired in 2017.
My gosh. It's
very
graphic.
When
you get into the details, it's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. He was fired within 24 hours of that complaint.
Uh-huh.
But he's...
I think because they knew they couldn't contain it anymore.
Yeah. Lauer has issued a statement saying Neville's is lying. He claims that they not only had consensual sex, but it was also part of an ongoing fling. And it was Meredith Vieira who incurred Neville's to go to the higher-ups and file the complaint that got Lauer fired.
So really?
And now you know the rest of
it. Interesting. I wonder, she must have known a lot of stuff when she was hosting, right?
Isn't that stunning, though, that all of that was going on with such prominent people? You know, you'd think, the bigger you get, the more you have to be mindful of tabloids, reporters, people looking to hurt you.
Right.
Because the first thing they try to do when you've made it to the top is tear you down. I'm not saying Matt Lauer is innocent or anything like that. I'm just saying, behaving like that.
But he, apparently it goes on a lot, but he did it, flagrantly.
Yeah.
A lot.
Well, he got away with it. And then he got away with it again.
Yeah.
And then he kept getting away with it. And then people were covering up for him.
Right. Big people.
And so he kept
powerful
doing it.
People.
Yeah. No one would come forward. And the people who did come forward got that whole thing pushed down of like, all right, okay, thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah,
and they did nothing.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if those people still work there or not, but...
I'm sure there'll be... more information on that. Our Star is Born feature is Dale Earnhardt today. That's coming up, Fox News, and then we're back with the 7 to 8 hour, which features random facts, and that'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. As the morning rolls on, we're seeing more and more folks hit the highways. 231 out of Wetumpka, getting a little busy, but no accidents there, as well as 31 out of Prattville. It's clear this morning. The Boulevard, traffic's picking up, no accidents. Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue inbound, looking fine, as well as I-65 and 85. Remember, click them seat belts this morning and don't text and drive. Tonight is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Also, don't miss Monday Night Football with 50 Cent Wings. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Keep your office securely connected. Plus, get a reliable guest Wi-Fi network. Right now, bundle whole business Wi-Fi to your WOW business internet service and save $10. Get seamless coverage and the ability to support hundreds of devices so you can conduct business without interruption. Raise your expectations with WOW Whole Business Wi-Fi. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can